Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you, we bless you, we honor you this morning. We thank you that you are the King of Kings. We thank you that you are the Lord of Lords. We thank you that there's no God greater than you, no God holier than you, O God. And Father, this morning we thank you that you've drawn our hands to war, our fingers to fight the good fight of faith. And Lord, we are trusting in you, our God, in the name of Jesus, to keep us in battle array. And we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Pull down every stronghold in our lives, in our neighborhood, in our cities, O God. And we call forth, hallelujah, the mighty warriors in the army of the Lord. And we say, hallelujah, have your way, O Lord. Hallelujah, have your way this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way this morning, Father. We adore and bless you, Lord God. We honor you as King. We honor you as Lord and Shepherd. And Father, we thank you that there's no God greater, no God holier than you. You are mighty and you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. So, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for your children. In the name of Jesus, Father, we reject every false vision, every false prophetic word released into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast out all spirits of deception. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan, the deceiver, from releasing any deception into our lives. We bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no man deceive us in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, O God. We bind and rebuke any bewitchment that would keep us from obeying the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mystery of the gospel. Deliver us out of the hand of the wicked and the unreasonable men. Evil spirits, leave our lives as we hear and speak the word of God. We rebuke and cast out the avenger. We bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the hammer of the wicked be broken. In Jesus' name, we renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. We cast out devils and will be perfected. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every demonic bee that would surround us in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you are holy, you are righteous, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your holy name. We praise you today. Oh, God, we thank you that you kept us even as we slept all night in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we laugh at every enemy, oh, God, through the Holy Spirit. We cut the cords of the wicked from our lives and the lives of our families. Oh, God, let every cord of the enemy tries to put around our lives be like burning flax in the name of Jesus. We break down every wall of Jericho in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse our lives from secret faults. Lord, let your secret be upon our tabernacles. Lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit for your name's sake. Guide us continually. Guide us into all truth. Guide us with your eye, O God. O God, let us be guided by, let us guide our affairs with discretion. Oh, guide us by your skillful hand. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us, oh, God, and make the way straight before our eyes. Oh, God, we put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Clothe us with the garment of salvation. We put on our beautiful garments this morning. In the name of Jesus, let our garments always be white. In Jesus' name, let us be clothed with humility. Cover us with the robe of righteousness. Let our clothes be full of your virtue, O God. Let a mantle of power rest upon us, O God. Lord, give us wisdom in every area that we lack. in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, good morning. It is Bible Storyland this morning, Children's Day. Oh, yes, God loves the children. Yes, and we're his children as well, no matter what age we are. We're the Lord's children. He came so that we could be his children. Hallelujah. 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 Teach our children the B-I-B-L-E. You know, we let them study English and reading and spelling and math, and we make that a top priority. But how many of us teach our children the B-I-B-L-E? How many of us teach our children? Not only that, how many of us study the Word of God ourselves? How many of us call on God? How many of us bend the knee? How many of us bend the knees of our children and say, come on, baby, we got to pray. Now, you know, we do it when a Katrina hits or when a catastrophe hits or when a tsunami is coming or when a hurricane comes. Well, yeah, we're calling on God then. But that's a 911 emergency. He said, call on me when I can be found. Now, suppose you calling on him and your time has expired for him to be found. What would you do? You'd be screaming and hollering, oh, Lord, where are you, Jesus? Oh, Lord, we need you. But by then, you can't be found. You got to keep searching, keep praying, keep calling. Don't just use him for a 911. Use him every day when things are going good. We serve a mighty God. We got to serve him every day. We love the God. We love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, soul, and strength. We got to serve him. We got to serve him till the day we die. We can't get discouraged. No, we got to call on him in the morning. Call on him in the noontime. Call on him in the nighttime. You know how Daniel did? He opened the window. He didn't care what the king said. We got to stop caring what the president say, unless he's following God. When the president make a law, we don't follow it unless it lines up with God's will. That's how Daniel was. That's how his friends were. That's how he got put in the lion's den. But his God is Almighty God. Our God is Almighty God. He ain't wait till the lions, you know, till he was in the lion's den. No. He did it every morning, every afternoon, and every night. So I want to say good morning to each of you again. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It is Children's Day. You know what? God gave us two great commandments, and we got to pass these commandments on to our children. He said we are to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And then he gave that second commandment. We got to love each other like we love ourselves. And everybody will tell you, oh, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love the Lord, but I can't stand my sister. I can't stand my brother. No, I don't like him. I don't like her. They don't even like the one who sit on the same pew with them. Oh, no, the Bible says we lying, and the truth ain't in us. So how can we love God whom we have never seen, and we hate our sisters and brothers that we see all the time? God got it. Excuse me. But God got it. He knows the hearts of men. He said, you know, wickedness is in the very hearts of men. So, you know, If he ain't got you this way, he got you that way. So we may as well come clean and say, Lord, I repent for not loving my sister, for not loving my brother the way I should. And I ask you to help because, Lord, I be trying to love them. But you know what? Sometimes they come against me, Lord, and it caused me not to like them when they roll their eyes. They even step on my little toe. Lord, how am I supposed to love them? But I know my God said, Jesus died on a cross for you and for me. He took beatings. He took people spitting on him. He took people talking about him. What little do we have to do? People going to talk about us. They're going to treat us like they did Jesus. And the more we look like Jesus, the more they're going to talk about us. So we may as well buckle up, put on the helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness, put on the gird our loins with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got to have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. And you know he's guarding us from behind. We're soldiers in the army. We got to be tough. My mother used to say, you need some tough skin. So we all need tough skin. We all need tough skin in this day, this hour. We need some tough skin. So we got to praise the Lord like never before. This is Children's Day. And, you know, our children are valuable to God. They are very valuable to God. He loves our children. And he said in Deuteronomy 6, you read it, the whole chapter. He said, okay, have no other gods before me. He said, but I want you to teach your children and your children's children about me. I want you to teach them from the time they get up till the time they go to bed. I want you to teach them about me. I want you to teach them who I am. I want you to teach them about my ways. I want you to teach them, and I want them to bend the knee. I want you to teach them how to pray. But first, I got to teach you. So when we become yielded before God, he's going to teach us, and then we got to teach our children. So when we surrender all and we say, okay, Lord, we need you to help us, he's going to do it. Now, we're getting ready to praise him. Praise him with some exuberant praise. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. And how about you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank the Lord.
All right. One of the churches had a banquet last night honoring senior citizens 60 years old and older. So my husband and I were able to go. My cousin Sharon and her wife, her husband Lee, and my cousin Deborah. My mother-in-law was there. We just had a big celebration last night. It was so nice.
Hey, man, I should have been there.
I'm telling you, there's always something going on here in Paducah. Right now we're having the barbecue on the river. It started on Thursday, so it runs from Thursday until today. Today is the last day, but they have like, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you how many people come in for this barbecue on the river. It's something. It is something. But anyway, yes, we're having a good time. We sure are.
And how's Mother Newsom and Mother Henderson? I mean, Hawkins?
Now, Mom talked just a little bit this week, so she's resting comfortably, and my mother-in-law was at the banquet last night. She was there.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God is still blessing. He is still blessing us. He sure is.
Every day, every day.
Yes, yes. Now, Jackie's sister, Evelyn, had a sister who passed away this week. So her funeral is going to be a week from today. Her name is Irma Jean Franklin. Jackie was asking for prayer for her last week. She
yes.
passed away. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh,
so that family really needs our prayers.
They
really need our prayers.
Yes.
Yes, yes. But God is still good, and we still praise him for and thank him for everything. We sure do. Yes, yes.
Yes, we do. I'm so sorry to hear about Jackie's sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jackie and I kept missing each other this past week. I called her. She called me. Neither one was available at the same time.
All right.
I'm so
all
sorry
right.
to hear about Irma Jean. Yes, oh
yes.
God. God has a plan for all of our lives. He knows the end from
the
beginning.
Mm-hmm. He does. We just have to keep trusting him.
Yes, he knows best.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to sing What a Mighty God We Serve, because he is mighty. He is mighty.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a loving God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. He is a mighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. Not one thing is impossible to our God. So thank you so much. That was a beautiful song. Excuse me. I love that song. So thank God for you. Well, Jackie's on. Jackie Travis. Jackie, I'm so sorry to hear about your sister Irma Jean, and sorry we kept missing each other this past week. How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing much better. Much better. Thank you all for praying for our family. We appreciate that. But
yes.
The Lord knows best, you know?
Yes.
But we understand. So everybody made it safely. We are in Indianapolis, and everybody made it up here safe. We'll be in Paducah, Kentucky tomorrow, going to Kentucky in the morning. So we are all here. Corrine is here, Jimmy, and Evelyn is here, Nisha, me and my niece is here from Texas. So we all in Indianapolis trying to, you know, have a good time. Some of my friends on the way. So we are just trying to enjoy each other. Then we will go home and be with my family for a while. We really will. Okay.
Yes, Lord. Thank God for family.
Yes, Lord.
Well, Father God, I lift up your servant, Jackie. And, Lord, you know all about Irma Jean's life. And, Lord, we thank you for a servant going home, a godly woman who served you, oh God. We thank you for a great home going for Irma Jean, Lord God. She was brought up in the way, in your way, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will be lifted up at her home going, oh God. Strengthen every family member, Lord God, sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins. Strengthen the whole family unit, Lord God. Let everything be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for this particular family, Lord, that you love. In the name of Jesus, now, Father, meet every need. Oh, God, heal those who have broken hearts, oh, God. Give them the oil of joy. Oh, God, let them not keep mourning and mourning, Lord God, but give them joy. Give them strength to go through what they have to go through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for Jackie, your servant, your faithful servant, who loved her sister, Lord God, who kept in touch with her, who prayed for her, Lord. And so we bless you for this family. Heal Jackie's body, Lord, any stomach condition. Heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless Jackie, strengthen her and her husband and the two daughters, oh, God, even as they travel, Lord God. Give them safety, safety, safety on the highways and byways. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord God Almighty for what he's doing in all of our lives. And, you know, this past week, or maybe more than this past week, God put this in my spirit, and it's called the godliness and a form of godliness. Godliness is the way of God. Godliness. This is like a little brief story. Godliness meets a friend. Godliness meets a form of godliness, and the two of them have a conversation. Good morning, and how do you do? One says the other, I'm fine, how are you? Brother, form of godliness, says, do I know you? And brother godliness says, you know about me. You even look like me. You resemble me somewhat. We even sit on the same pew, the bench, at the church of the living God. We both use our lips to praise God. God, but where is your heart? Is it close to or is it far from God? Brother, form of godliness, says, how can I know if I'm just giving lip service? I need my whole heart to be in God. Brother Godliness says, I'm so glad you asked me that. Here is a God-like checklist. You can check off to see if you are God-like or if you have a form of godliness. You can use this checklist. So, after their conversation, a form of godliness. 2 Timothy 3 says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unkind, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And of such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into the household and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Now, these verses are a continuation of 2 Timothy 2. They reveal clearly to us those who live undisciplined lives and who do their own thing and set their own standards for life also continue to carry on their own beliefs, a form of godliness. It's a form of mere appearance that they have no relationship to God. It's just a form of godliness is what they have. Godliness, however, has to do with the way we live. Godliness, however, has to do with the way we live. It impacts and changes our lives. As the word godliness implies, it has to do with holiness, to living like God. Yet we see from the scriptures quoted above that people fall into a habit of living ungodly lives, yet at the same time, they continue to hold to a form of godliness. A form of godliness does not alter the way the person lives. It allows them to do what they want to do, to set their own standards, to proclaim that it is acceptable unto God, and thereby godly, what they believe and do. Not so. This is a big deception of religion today. It allows standards that God disapproves of. It seeks to convince us that it is, in fact, acceptable. The religious world has no serious convictions about passing their legislation that encourages people to live in direct rebellion to the scriptures. There are three things that like having a form of godliness: denying the power of godliness, and it says from such turn away. Now, the form of godliness, it's not real. People are, you know, living their own lifestyle. They're doing what they want to do. They're not interested in following God. They have Bibles in every room. Very seldom do they pick them up. They don't want to know what thus saith the Lord. You can tell them over and over, and they go like, got an attitude. It's a false doctrine. Everyone doing right only in their own eyes. They're not doing right in the eyes of God. God is not approving their lifestyle. They feel like they can do gay. That's okay. They even got gay churches. That's a form of godliness. God said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." God does not approve of a gay lifestyle. Some women are receiving money from men, whoring around. That's a prostitution lifestyle. God is not in approval of that. They sit on the bench every Sunday. Some people are drugging it. Oh, you sometimes you sit next to people, you look at their eyes, and they're going, they just keep on there sniffing all day. It's not a cold. That's how they sniff cocaine all the time. Some of them sitting on the bench. Don't be fooled. Stay away from them. God said, he don't approve of that. Some people taking money, stealing. That's a form of godliness. They right on the church pew with you. That's not godliness. God said, "Be holy as I am holy." Some people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and they always boast and they proud, they blasphemous, they're disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Look at the world today. I mean brutality everywhere. Police brutality, black-on-black crime, white-on-white, just everything you can imagine and what you can't even imagine. Husbands against wives, wives against husbands, and children against their own parents. Just all, I'm talking about church people. I'm not talking about people out here in the world. I'm talking about church people. That's the ones who are living, like they living for God. That's a form of godliness. They come in, they breast, almost the nipple, almost showing. Don't have no shame. They don't care. Some come in, their backsides are just about showing. You can see almost, I hate to say it, but the crack. Come on now. That's a form of godliness. We don't dress like the world. God has a standard for us to dress. We don't come in skin-tight stuff that's so tight it looks like it's our skin. We got to watch a form of godliness. We know it. Some women just go flaunting off up there, sitting up front, everything showing. No, that's a form of godliness. Don't you fool yourself and don't you let the devil fool you. That's a form of godliness. They deny the power. They know they need help. No, you need help. Lord, I can't live this life. I need your help, Lord. I need your help to stop drinking and drugging. And I need your help, Lord, to quit crime. I need your help, Lord. So we might as well come clean. He said, who can know their errors? Many of us in error. Repent. Just say, Lord, I'm in error. I don't even know all of my errors, Lord. The devil done fooled me so much. But we got to ask the Lord, Lord, where am I out of line with you? Show me my wrongs. And then after I repent, Lord God, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. We do not want a form of godliness and denying God's power. Sometimes we say, oh, I stumped my toe. Let me go to the doctor. Oh, I got a cold. Let me go to the doctor. Oh, Lord, my chest. Let me go to the doctor. You know, we live at the doctor's office. They be expecting you every week. They say, oh, yeah, Sister so-and-so, so she going to be there. Brother so-and-so, he going to be there. They bring their children every week. Children sneeze and cough, and they bring them. What about building the immune system? Daniel and his friends kept their immune system high, strong. How? Eating God's way. They ate pulse. They ain't eating McDonald's. You said, well, they had McDonald's that day. They had food, the king's food. The king's food was rich food. It wasn't even putting any nutrients in their bodies. They said, well, I'm in a hurry. I got to go. I just got to stop by the fast food place because I can't. Feeding their children junk. Putting junk in their mouth. I meet people every day. You know what? I have to pray for self-discipline. I said, Lord, you know, I love this right here. He said, don't eat it. I disobeyed, eat it. Now what? My stomach hurting like I don't know what. Because I disobeyed. What is God saying for us to eat? A form of godliness. You know, we as people of God, we don't want to give up. We don't want to be disciplined. The Lord said, I want you to get up 5 o'clock every morning and pray. You go like, Lord, that's late. What difference do it make what time it is? Go to bed early and get up. Get some rest. A form of godliness. So we go to the doctor, and the doctor say, oh, okay, here, take this prescription. You go home, you take that. You get sick. You go back. You say, well, doctor, this made me sick. Oh, here, take that. You come back home, you take that. That makes you sick. You say, God, doctor, every time I take this, that make me sick. We got to get wisdom. If it keep making you sick, something wrong with it. If it's healing you one thing and not healing another, making something else worse, what should that tell us? What should it tell us? We got to correct the diet. Daniel and his friends, they ain't drink the wine that the king had. They drink H2O, W-A-T-E-R. We say, Lord, I want to be healthy. Yeah, but we eating a pound of sugar every hour. We make a glass of lemonade, and we put 2 cups of sugar in the whole in the one cup. One glass. Now, you know it's not good for you. Legs swollen. You say, oh, doctor, my leg's swollen. He said, here, baby, take this pill. It's not the pill that's going to heal you. It's the repentance and doing it God's way and calling on Jehovah Rapha, the mighty healer. He will heal you, but you got to do your part. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me, too. A form of godliness. So we got to turn back to God and say, Lord, I want holiness in my very being. Holiness, what's that? First, we start with right thinking. Holiness. God is holy. He said, be ye holy. Think holy. What you got to think about? You know what he said in this word about thinking? Some of us, you know, we think, I don't want to do like them old people did. I don't want to dress like them. I don't want to look like them. This is 2016. I didn't read where God changed his plan in 2016 so we could live how we want. Last time I read, his plan was the same for every generation. He never changed it. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. He still hasn't changed it. He's not going to change it. If he changed it for Sue, then he got to change it for John. If he changed it for John, he got to change it for Mike. He changed it for Mike, then he got to change it for Sarah. Just like you walk into a place, you say, ooh, it's cold in here. And then she say, oh, it's hot in here. And then he say, no, I say, uh-uh. So God is not going to change. We got to change. He sent Jesus so we could change. He said, think on things that are true, that are pure, that are lovely, that are holy. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's what we got to think on. And when your thinking change, then the way you dress going to change, the way you eat going to change, the way you discipline your children going to change. Everything about you going to change. The scripture says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. That's all that junk on us. You know, when God smell you, what do you smell like? Do you smell like a form of godliness or do you smell like God? God is sweet. He's sweet. Like this song said, he's sweet. I know he's sweet. Do we smell like our Father? We don't smell like, do we smell like what we're putting in our bodies? Do we smell like God? What do we smell like to God? Ask him. Say, Lord, get every stink thing off of me. Help me to be sweet when you smell me. You know, get them attitudes right. Sometimes I get an attitude. I say, Lord, look how these people driving out here. Da, da, da. I get an attitude towards them. I don't like it. But I got to say, Lord, bless that man who jumped in front of me right then. Made me upset. Lord, bless him. Give them direction. Help them to be safe. I got to work on my attitude. That's how godliness is. So we must live godly lives before our children, before the Lord first. Let me tell you what. I was telling the child recently, what's done in the dark going to come to light. My mom used to tell me that. So you went to school and you did something the teacher told you not to do. Don't you know your parents going to find out? But children think they're not. They think they're getting away with it. And guess what? We, the children of God, no matter what age, we say, oh, God, he's not going to know. We're fooling ourselves. That's a form of godliness. God knows everything. He already knew it before you're going to do it. Don't you know he knew Adam and Eve was going to sin before they did it? It was no surprise to him. Don't you know he, Caritha Gantner was going to sin? He knew it before I was born. So he made a way for me. He said, okay, I'm going to provide Jesus for her and for you so that you can have a way of escape from your humanness, from the form of godliness. So here's some characteristics to know. It was a lot of them I looked up. It had about 50 of them, but I just wrote down a few to share with you. So these are some characteristics of being like God, wisdom versus natural inclination, Proverbs 9:10. You know, seeing and responding to life situations from God's form of reference, virtue versus impurity, the moral excellence and purity of spirit that radiate from the life as I obey God, from my life, from your life, 2 Peter 1:3. Truthfulness versus deception, earning future trust by actually reporting past facts, Ephesians 4:25, tolerance versus prejudice, acceptance of others as unique expressions of specific character qualities in varying degrees. Philippians 2:2, thriftiness versus extravagance, not letting ourselves or others spend that which is not necessary. Luke 16:11, sincerity versus hypocrisy, eagerness to do what is right with transparent motives. 1 Peter 1:22, sensitivity versus callousness, exercising my senses so I can perceive the true spirit and emotions of those around me. Romans 12:15, self-control versus self-indulgence, instant obedience to the initial promptings of God. We know. Spirit to God's spirit, Galatians 5:24-25. Reverence versus disrespect. Awareness of how God is working through the people and the events in our lives to produce character, the character of Jesus Christ in us. Proverbs 23:17-10. Orderliness versus disorganization. Preparing ourselves and our surroundings so we will achieve the greatest efficiency. 1 Corinthians 4:14-40. Obedience and willfulness. Freedom to create under the protection of divinely appointed authority. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Meekness versus anger. Yielding my personal rights and expectations to God. Psalm 62:5. Love versus selfishness. Giving to others basic needs without having as a motive our own personal reward. 1 Corinthians 13:3. Joyfulness versus self-pity. The spontaneous enthusiasm of our spirit when our soul is in the fellowship of the Lord. Psalm 16:11. And the last one, forgiveness versus rejection. Clearing the record of those who have wronged us and allowing God to love them through us. Ephesians 4:22. Some form of godliness would, so form of godliness, would you like to be godly now that you have heard what it takes to be godly? God wants us to be godly. Let's repent, turn back to God, let's vow, and allow God to develop godly characteristics in us so we can love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and so we can love one another like we love ourselves. So we got to do what God said for us to do. You know how we are? We want to do our own thing. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come repenting before you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that we would have a desire to be more like you, that we would lay down our selfish spirits, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for virtue. We pray for tolerance. We pray for thriftiness. We pray for sincerity. We pray for sensitivity. We pray for self-control. We pray for reverence. We pray for orderliness. We pray for obedience. We pray for meekness in our lives, O God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for love in our lives, for joyfulness in our lives, for forgiveness, O God. Remove a form of godliness from us and give us a true heart to be like you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, for removing stinkiness from us, in our attitudes, in our thought life. Clean us up, make us fit for your kingdom. And Father, we pray for the children this morning, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the cosmic cradle. We come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world to make it more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We decree that this spirit is bound and rendered weak and powerless. We decree that the generation that is being birthed will have a hunger and thirst for godly things. We release the power. We release prayer warriors in the elementary schools the middle schools, the high schools, and the colleges. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. And, Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in our nation, in America. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in our land, O God. Let every snare, wicked plan, evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices sent against our children from the womb all the way to college be broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, other sexual crimes or spirit of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We decree and declare every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that the young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down our young people. They will shine as the light on the top of the hill and draw others into the kingdom of God. God, your word says that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, O God. So we decree and declare that the next generation will lift you up. All generational curses are broken off our children, and the blessings and the anointing of the Lord are penetrating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. So we just praise you, Father, for the next generation. And we thank you that the next generation shall live and not die and declare your works. Well, it's time for our speaker this morning. I thank God that they came on this morning. Hallelujah. Hold on. Let me find our speaker right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I saw him on here tonight. Can you press 1 for me? I don't see where you are right now. Denise, are you on? Okay. I don't see them right now. Hold on. They were on here a few minutes ago. All right, I'm going to call them so they can come back. But we thank God. We have a young speaker this morning. Hold on, I'm going to call them back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for what he's doing in all of us this morning. We serve a great God, the Lord God Almighty. He is our King and our Lord, and he loves our children. This is Children's Day. God loves the children, and he wants them to be safe. So we got to teach them about him. We got to teach them how to listen to the Father, like Samuel, how to listen to his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in our children, Lord. We lift our children up before you this morning. Lord, our children are in trouble, and we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to make the path straight for our children, to give them safety, to give them protection, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you, Father, and we thank you that you are Lord, you are God, you are King, you are a shepherd, and we shall not want. We're thanking you, Lord God, for truth in the children, truth in their innermost being, O God. Oh, we bless you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in every one of our children, O God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the love you have for all of the children. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We thank you for their safety as they lay in their beds. We thank you for their safety and protection as they go in, as they go to school, they ride the school buses, wherever they are, protect our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So we just thank you right now, and we praise you, Lord God. Oh, we bless and honor you this morning. We thank you that you are King. You are Lord, you are Shepherd, and we shall not want. We're dependent upon you, Lord God. We can't do it without you, Lord. You watch over our children 24/7. We sleep and we slumber. And Lord, we need rest. So, Father, we're thanking you this morning for the children. We're thanking you for what you're doing in the children, for the children. We're praising you this morning, Lord God. Oh, we're honoring you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All right, we have our speaker on this morning. He's from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a mighty young man of God. He's a warrior in the Lord's army. He has four boys. He's the oldest of his three younger brothers. His mother consults the Most High as to how to train them. And this young man is a godly young man. I believe Samuel. His name is Samuel Bailey. Good morning, Samuel. How old are you now? Samuel, can't hear you.
I'm 11 years old.
Okay, put your mouth close to the phone so we can hear you.
All right, I'm 11 years old right now.
11 years old. When was your birthday?
January the 13th.
Oh, my God, you're close to 12. Woo! Yes, indeed. I used to teach Samuel and his brothers in Sunday school. They were much younger then, but every day they're getting older. And there's some handsome young men, too, you all. They're good-looking boys. Well, Samuel, we're ready for the word. What are you going to speak about today?
I'm going to speak about Psalms 23.
Psalms 23?
Yes, now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in green pastures, restores me in calm waters. But when I read that verse, like in school, because in school I started to get distracted by other people. But I know this man, his name was Pastor Robbie Keesler. And he's my science teacher, and he always been hard on me since I was little. And he teach my and he teach me science in sixth grade right now. I know him and my dad was very close, and my dad told him to always let him be hard on me to be successful in life, and that's what he's doing right now. When I read that verse, I started to get distracted on my work, and then my mama came up to the school, and then I don't know why I told her to come have lunch with me, but I just wanted her to meet my teachers and stuff like that, and meet my associates. But after me and my mom talked, when me, Pastor Keesler, and my mom talked about my work, and then I started to think about. I always said, okay, Lord, help me on this quiz, because we had to take three quizzes before it was dismissal.
You're fading away. You got to put your mouth back to the phone.
And then after that, I got the first test, I had an A. Second test, I had a B, and the third one, I had another A. And then the teacher was so proud of me, like, because I never had that in science before. So that's why I said it was my step, I did not want. And when I get angry, I don't let all my anger go out on one person. I just ask Mr. Keesler if it's okay if I can read my Bible during the lesson so I can just calm down, just like that.
Amen. I like that testimony. Is there anything else?
No.
That was great, Samuel. That was really good. Samuel, are your brothers available so all y'all can pray for the children today?
Yes, ma'am. They are available.
All right. You, who's going to pray first?
Who prayed first? Caleb.
Caleb, okay. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you, Caleb?
Good.
How old are you now?
8.
8 years old? Woo, you catching up with me, man. Caleb, are you going to sing that song your mother told me about, or are you just going to pray today?
The song?
Yeah, your mama told me about a song that you going to sing at school or something, I think she told me.
Whoa, sure. Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, you could just pray. That's okay. You could just pray today. Pray for the children and their families, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your atmosphere, Father God, Lord. Thank you for your graciousness, Father God, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. I thank you for everything that you have done, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the graciousness and everything that you did, Father God. Lord, thank you that the goodness and the graciousness will be upon you, Jesus. And Lord, thank you for the homeless people that they will have a lot of goodness and a lot of graciousness, Father God. Lord, thank you for the goodness and the graciousness of you, Father God. Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Caleb. Who's praying next?
Hello, Sister G.
Who's this? Good morning.
Ardell Bailey.
Hey, Ardell. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all getting old now. 10 years. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Father God, Lord, I thank you once again, Father God, that the homeless, the 10 years old. Sister G?
I'm here. You're still there. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for the 10-year-old homeless people. And Father God, I thank you that Sister G and I think her husband will be fine and the rest of your family. And Father God, I pray that they get healed and so they can walk like us, talk like us, be respectful like us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I command you upon this world. All people must be kind to others, treat one another, respect one another, teach one another, be kind to one another. And Father God, thank you. This day will be a great day for me and my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right, Zechariah, you going to pray now?
Hello.
Good morning, Zach. You gonna pray?
Yes, Mama, I'll pray.
How old are you, Zach?
9.
9. Okay. Hallelujah. Go right ahead and pray, baby.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for today, and God, I thank you that you have a good time with you. And God, if it wasn't for you in the cross, God, Father God, if it wasn't for you in the cross, we wouldn't be here now. And God, if the cross wasn't even meant for you to die on, God, we wouldn't be forgiven. We won't stay fit. God, thank you that you will be good and mental in your blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank those Bailey boys, Samuel, for bringing forth the word this morning. That was an awesome word in Psalms 23. He knows how to apply the word to his life. So I thank God that he applied the word to his everyday life in school with his teachers and his subjects. And so we thank the Lord for that. The Lord is my shepherd. I thank God for Caleb, 8 years old, who prayed that beautiful prayer. Ardell prayed a beautiful prayer, and Zachariah. So I thank God. I'm giving you all a hand clap of praise to the Bailey boys and to their mother, Denise Bailey. So I thank God for mothers who are training their children up the way they should go. And I tell you, I thank God for Denise, because every time I ask her if they can come on and speak, she said, Sister G, anytime you want the boys, just let me know. So she makes sure they're available to come on and speak and pray. And I'm going to tell you, their mother's a prayer warrior. You can tell by the way they pray. She get them on their knees every day, and they pray. So I thank God. She don't mind chastising me. She knows that the rod of correction will beat foolishness out the heart of a child. So she uses that rod when she needs to, because one day she's not going to be able to use it. They're going to be looking down on her. So she's using it while they're real young. So thank you, Denise. I love you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, it is salvation time. You know, salvation is God's gift to us. And will you receive his gift? Some people don't want to receive a gift. They go like, oh, God ain't real. It's the higher self. They talk about the higher self, and, you know, they talk about, you know, God ain't real, and the Bible ain't real, and man made up that, and blah, 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 blah. That's a form of godliness. Denies the power of God. So anybody on here not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. We have pastors on here. Well, nobody pressed 1 thus far, so we thank God for salvation. Now, repenting time. So let me tell you something. I have to repent almost every day. Sometimes I'm in the traffic, and I'm like, I'm frustrated, I'm upset, and, you know, the devil just using me to fuss at people. They can't help me. I'm just fussing in a car. So I have to repent. And you know, I don't want to backslide, so I got to repent before the Lord. He wants me to stay in his presence. He loves it when his children are in his presence. So in the car, I got to stay in his presence. I got to say, Lord, help me. Help me with this temple, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I sin, Lord, before you. I didn't mean it, Lord. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean it. Forgive me. We got to be humble enough to say, Lord. You know, some people say, I don't ever sin. I didn't do no wrong. Uh-oh. I don't know if they read the word, because the word of God said no good thing can come from this flesh. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, anybody have anything they want to say this morning, press 1. I see my good friend on here from New Orleans, Louisiana. She has been on this morning since we got started. I'm sorry, she lives in Slidell now. Her name is Jean, but she's my good friend. So I thank you, Jean, for being on. You got anything you want to say, press 1. Anybody have anything they want to say this morning? Testimony, press 1. We got time for a quick testimony. All right. Nobody pressed 1 yet. All right. Well, it's prayer time. Anybody need prayer? I don't know about y'all, but I need somebody to pray for me. We're going to be praying for Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky, her family. We're going to be praying for Jackie Travis and her family and the loss of her sister this weekend, this past week. So anybody else need prayer? Press 1.
Sister G.
Yes?
All the baby boys need some prayer because our baby sister just died, so we need some prayer. About that.
Oh, okay. Lost a little sister Grace. Okay, we're going to be praying for y'all.
Definitely.
All right, thank you, Sam. Anybody else?
Hi.
Prayer. Go ahead, babe. Press 1 if you need prayer. All righty. Okay, hold on. My friend Jean, press 1.
Yes, I'm just asking for prayer for me to help get through this diabetes that I'm suffering from right now. There are some researches that I've been doing, and so far I'm getting to where I need to be, and I'm asking God to continue to lead me. And also, Coretta, I thank God for bringing you back to me, because we had to part for some years. And it was a reason that God brought you back to me. And I want to ask that everyone continue to pray for me. And I also pray that God continue to lead you and guide you in the work that you're doing. Beautiful job. I enjoy listening in this morning.
Amen. I thank God for you, Jean. We've been friends over 20-something years. And I looked for her. She looked for me. We couldn't find each other's numbers, but she found my number through the grace of God. And we hooked up again about a month or so ago. She has a beautiful daughter, a wonderful husband, lives in Slidell, Louisiana. So I thank God for you, Jean.
Thank you.
Thank God. Thank God.
Love
anybody
you.
Else? Prayer time. All righty. Well, we have Pastor Hawkins on here with us. Pastor Hawkins, can you pray for the Bailey boys this morning? And then I'm going to come back, and I'll pray for you and your family. If you could pray for the Bailey boys for me.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are. You are God, and there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, right now I lift up the Bailey boys. I lift up their mom. Lord, you know the grief that they are feeling, Lord. But, Lord, we're just glad that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. So, Lord, in this time of bereavement, I ask you to bless those boys, bless the family, Lord, and keep them strong, Lord. Lord, you have a calling on their lives. They are able to touch millions of people, and we thank you, Lord, for the gift that you've given to them, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless their mother, bless their home, bless everything that they set their hands to do, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for the precious Bailey family, Lord, and Lord, we're thankful for the foundation that they have, Lord. Lord, we know that the wind may blow, we know that the breakers may come upon them, Lord, but Lord, they are rooted and grounded in you. So, Lord, nothing will disturb them, and nothing will disturb their faith, Lord. So, Lord, just comfort them at this time, Lord. Lord, bless them and keep them in your care. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in Jesus' name that I pray, for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. And, Father God, I lift up your precious servant, Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. And, Lord, you know the responsibility that she has as one of the fivefold ministry, a pastor, Lord God. And I thank you that she's a pastor after your heart. She's trusting and believing in you, our God, in the name of Jesus, for her church family, Lord God. She's trusting and believing in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come on and pray. We're thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for her mother, Mother Hawkins. Lord God, Mother Newsom, Lord, who's been on her bed of affliction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to pray. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins, the pastor of the missionary, Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, Lord. She's stretched, Lord God. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. So, Lord, she has so much to do. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a grandmother, oh, God, and she's a pastor of a church, and she's a daughter, Lord God. She's a sister, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless her entire family, especially touch her mother and her mother-in-law, oh, God. Strengthen her mother as she lay on a bed of affliction, Lord God. Father, you're able to raise her up. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, even think, or imagine that you can do. You're Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. So we plead your precious blood over this family in the name of Jesus, and we are thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for what you're doing for this family. And, Lord, we pray for Jackie, her cousin. Oh, God, as she ministered to the senior citizens, Lord God, we thank you for taking care of Jackie and strengthening her body. And, Lord, as she is out of town taking care of family business and the loss of her sister, Irma Jean, Lord God, we lift up Irma Jean's family, Lord. Oh, God, the entire family, Lord. And it's a great loss, Lord God. And you said we are to weep with those who weep, mourn with those who mourn, Lord God. So we are mourning with them today, and we ask you, Lord, for strength, for consolation. You are the great and mighty counselor. Oh, God, give them consolation and give them, you are a compassionate God. We pray compassion upon them, that every need will be met, oh, God. And we thank you for a great home going for Irma Jean, oh, God, or your servant, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. But I thank you, Lord God, that she's in the palm of your almighty hands, oh, God. And you are, you called her back, oh, God, to you, Lord God. And so, Father, sometimes we don't like to let go of our family members. We want to hang on through eternity. But, Lord, sometimes you, not sometimes, but all times, you know what's best, oh, God. So we are thanking you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise you today, oh, God. We call on you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you right now. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you that you are God. You are Lord. Nobody greater than you, in Jesus' name. We thank God for my friend Latricia. I'm going to ask you to pray for the children, Latricia. If you can pray for the children of the world. I thank God for you. She's one of my prayer partners. We met in Winn-Dixie some time ago, and she comes on the prayer line to pray for the children, so I thank God for her. She's a mighty woman of God, and she brings people together to lift up the name of Jesus, and I thank God for her. So, Latricia, if you could pray for the children of the world, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, God, for giving us breath this morning, for waking us up this morning, and as it's starting us on our way, and we thank you, God, for everything that you have placed in our care. And Father God, we thank you that you have allowed us to come and pray for the children. I thank you, God, for my sister, for being a woman of encouraging people to move forward. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the children that you have brought here. You called them here out of their mother's womb. You called them from their mother's womb. We thank you, God, that you have provided everything that they need. We thank you, God, for meeting the needs of the children today. We thank you, God, for meeting the needs of those who are hungry today. The children who are hungry today, God, we thank you for meeting their needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whether they're from the wealthiest, whether they're from the middle class, whether they are from the very poor, we thank you for meeting the needs of the children if they hunger for you today. We thank you, God, for clothing on their backs today. Thank you, God, for meeting the need of clothing our children today. We thank you, God, for the little ones, Lord God, who cry and cry out for you, Lord God, and you hear their cries. We thank you, God, for the steps the little ones are making all over the world today. For you know the number of steps they're going to make today. God, that's how great you are. That's how mighty you are in their little lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for knowing, Lord God, the numbers of hairs on their little heads, Lord God. We thank you for knowing them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God. We thank you, God, for people that you're placing in their little lives today, Lord God. We thank you, God, for all things are working together for them good, Lord God, for those who know you. In the pardoning of their sins. We thank you, God, for raising them up to know you. And when they know you, you said that they will know you and they will follow you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. A child has a time to come to know that there's a God. And, Lord God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God, who you
put on this earth to draw all of them and all of us to you, Lord God. We just thank you. We magnify you, God. We worship you, God, for meeting their needs. We thank you, God, for being a miracle worker in their life, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the light that you have that shines in darkness, Lord God. We thank you, God, for being a caretaker to them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, may we move today and bless the children as we pass among the people today. May we stop and bless the little children today, black, white, whatever color, Lord, brown or yellow. Thank you, God, for the children that you placed in our care as well, in the name of Jesus, for these little ones that came on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for a charge they have to keep and a God to glorify. What a great God you are, and we lift you up today. High and lifted up, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Minister Donna, can you pray for my friend Jean from Slidell for her healing of her body and that, you know, she has for direction from God as well?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again, Lord. Before we ask, Lord, we do thank you for what you have already done. But, Lord, you know all about Minister G's friend Jean. Lord, you know all about the decisions that she has to make, Lord. So, Lord, I just need you to be a reminder to her, Lord, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord. And, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we are leaving her at your feet, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would lead her and guide her in the way that you would have her to go, Lord. Lord, give her direction at this time, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jean's life, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the difference that she's going to make in the lives of others, Lord. So, Lord, just bless her right now, Lord. Wrap your arms of protection around her. Keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, let her know that you are right there, that you will never leave her. You will never forsake her, Lord. But she can lean and depend on you for all of her need, according to your riches and glory, Lord. Lord, just bless her and keep her and give her direction. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. So, you know, God loves you so much. He loves you more than human words can say. And he requires us to love him back. You know, you ever loved on somebody and they didn't love you back? Boy, that thing don't feel good. So he wants us, he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God for each of you. We will not be on the air next Saturday, but we will return October the 8th, 2016. I love each one of you. I thank God for you. Oh, my God, my life is enriched because of each one of you. So I thank the Father for you, and I thank the Lord for what he's doing in each one of our lives. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's the Almighty Father. So just keep praying for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. And I love you. Talk to you next week. Not next week. October the 8th.
When I was 1 year old,
hallelujah,
I was
hallelujah.
Diagnosed.
So I just thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do. You know, he's a great God now. He's Almighty Father. He knows everything ahead of time. He's waiting on us. Hallelujah. God loves all of us. Can't begin to tell you how much he loves us. He loves us a lot more than we think. And he knows everything concerning our lives. So we just have to keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. I'll see y'all next week. Love you.
Yes, Jesus loves me.